Welcome to News Video Clip. Musicians and performers are dropping like flies out of President Trump's 250th Celebration Freedom Concert, or whatever the hell he's calling it. And Trump realizes this is going to be a failure. He's even talking about canceling it and giving a speech instead. In fact, he's going so nuts on Truth Social and he's staying up all hours of the night, and he's comparing himself to Elvis. So here are the gals that I've had it, and they do a great job on this story.
Okay, so this is how pathetic the MAGA movement is right now. They're going to have this big circle jerk party with all of these just loser artists, like Milli Vanilli, and they're not even artists, they're lip syncers, all these just all American losers. Even the losers have canceled going on his 250-year party. And so he's spiraling about this. And put this up. This is just really rich. He says, I understand artists are getting the yips having to do with their performance on Wednesday. So I am thinking about bringing the number one attraction anywhere in the world. The man who gets much larger audiences than Elvis in his prime, and he does so without a guitar. The man who loves our country more than anyone else, and the man who some say is the greatest president in history. All caps, the GOAT. Exclamation point. Drum roll, please. He's talking about Donald J. Trump. He wrote this down and he hit send and or post, whatever it is. He posts this shit, you guys. This is the fact that this crazy shit is not the top of the news cycle. And we have the likes of Jake Tapper, who wrote a book about Joe Biden's cognitive decline and aging, which is fair. You run for president, you're in the hot seat. People write articles about you. They do stories about you. They write books about you. What pisses me off is how the corporate media treats this as though it's just completely acceptable. This is utterly insane. If you were around somebody like this in a nursing home, you'd kind of chuckle and then you'd tell the nurses, boy, you've got your hands full.
Right. Well, okay, absolutely. Jennifer Welch is spot on, because the mainstream media has absolutely normalized Trump's obvious dementia, his obvious insanity. And I have to ask, where is Jake Tapper? Why isn't he writing a book right now about Trump's insanity? Why has Jake Tapper been so damn quiet about it? All right, moving on. Here is a Trump stooge, Representative Sherry Biggs of South Carolina, and she was on Newsmax desperately trying to defend Trump's failed Iran war. So let's watch this. This is absolutely ridiculous.
And President Trump is maneuvering this. He's handling this so carefully because he wants to make good decisions. And I feel like he has a lot more information than we see on the news media. And I think we have to trust him. The American people elected President Trump for a reason. And it's because he has the backbone. He has the intelligence to get things done. And I money with his tweet. We need to sit back and relax and just continue to pray and have the backs of our servicemen and women. That's the note.
Yeah, and we just have to trust him. We just need to trust President Trump and just sit back and pray about it.
Yeah, that's easy for her to say. She's not on the ground in Iran. Sherry Biggs is not risking her life on the ground for Trump's failed war. Actually, this is Israel's failed war. Prime Minister Netanyahu dog-walked Trump into this war, and it's America that is paying the price. This is not America first. This is Israel first. This is Netanyahu first. And Sherry Biggs is ridiculous. She's absolutely absurd. All right, so there actually is more of this interview, and she's being asked about how the war is hurting Republicans because gas prices are going up, President Trump's popularity is cratering. And let's see what she says about this.
Do you think that the Iran war, if it continues, if you don't see that decrease in gas prices and other prices, that that is going to overshadow the midterms?
You know, obviously, I want to make sure that we maintain the majority. But the bottom line is, as it has been from the beginning, Iran cannot have nuclear weapons, and the president is putting America first.
Okay. First of all, Iran has never had nuclear weapons, and the reason they haven't had nuclear weapons is because of the peace plan that Obama and Biden negotiated, which allowed inspectors to go into Iran and check and actually verify. So she's lying right there. And this is not an America first war, as I said earlier. This is a Netanyahu-Israel first war that Trump was stupid enough to walk into.
And it's not about politics. This is about the security of our nation. And the hypocrisy is overwhelming. It's okay for a Democrat president to try to address the issues in Iran, but it's not okay for President Trump or...
Wait a second. There's been no Democratic president who's ever been stupid enough to go to war with Iran. That's not hypocrisy. That's actually intelligence. As I said before, the Democrats have addressed this. They were the ones that got together the Iran nuclear peace deal. Trump was the one who threw it out and started this failed war in Iran. So she's lying her ass off. Let's listen to more.
Having a Republican majority to try to address this is complete hypocrisy. We have to put America first. And as I've said before, if you don't love this country, get out.
Oh, well, if you don't love this country, you just need to get out. Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry Biggs, you think you're so tough. Why don't you make me get out? Come for me, babe. Absolutely ridiculous. The notion that if you don't go along with Trump's failed war, that means you don't love America, that's absolute nonsense. And nobody has to get out. Why don't you get the hell out, Sherry? If you've got a problem with free speech, that's your fucking problem. Alrighty, we're going to go on to kind of a different story. This is a financial story. We don't do a whole lot of these kind of stories because financial stories can kind of come across kind of boring, but I'm going to break this down pretty quickly. So anyway, Elon Musk has decided to create a stock for his failed company called SpaceX. Now, SpaceX has been funded by billions and billions of dollars of tax money. That's right, American taxpayers have funded this. And now he's going to launch some stock for this company, which has actually lost $4.9 billion just last year. It's a failed, unprofitable company. And Elon is going to absolutely get rich off this scam. And Ari Paul, who's a chief investment officer of Black Tower Capital, he actually describes this, and he talks about how pensions are going to be forced to buy SpaceX, the stock, en masse, even though the company is unprofitable. Ian McMillan, who is a portfolio manager and a market technician at Client First and Wealth Advisor, he said that this is 100% fraud. And then we have Ben Norton, who's an economic commentator and journalist. And he said the world's richest centi-billionaire oligarch, Elon Musk, has used his power to change the rules so he can dump his garbage company, SpaceX, which is cartoonishly overvalued. This is true. Elon claims that SpaceX, which lost $4.9 billion, is actually worth $70 billion. That's Elon's lie. And Norton calls the company unprofitable because it lost the $4.9 billion. He also says it's incinerating cash. And he says this garbage company is going to be dumped on retail investors
using trillions of dollars in retirement funds. And what he's talking about are pension funds, which is what Ari Paul was mentioning earlier. Pension funds have pension fund managers, and these managers will invest the money from those pension funds into stocks. And the ones that invest in SpaceX are going to get burned. And I'll tell you how this is going to happen. There's going to be an IPO launch. And this is called the IPO is short for initial public offering. And this is when super rich people like Elon Musk can actually buy his own stock, and his rich buddies can buy some of the stock, rich banks and, you know, investment funds, hedge funds. They can buy the stock on the very first day at a very low price. Then a couple days later, the stock goes public. And that's when retail investors, normal people, will buy the stock. And that's when the stock is going to go way, way up. But remember, Elon and his rich buddies bought it when it was cheap. So when the SpaceX stock goes way up, Elon and his rich friends are going to sell their stock. And that's how they're going to pull this fraud off, guaranteed. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have for today. And we do have links for all of our stories right underneath this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore, all these losers who are actually being paid to be influencers. They're paid to lie. We don't lie. We back up our stories with evidence. All right, if this is your first time here, please like and subscribe. I want to thank the people who have already subscribed. We're picking up subscribers every day. If you hate this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. And we'll be back later with more stories. Thanks.